AP News for Friday, November 28th. I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration says it's halting all asylum decisions in the wake of the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. One of them, Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, has died, and the suspect is an Afghan national. Donna Warder has more reaction from President Trump.
In a blistering late-night post, President Trump said he'd permanently pause migration from poorer nations, terminate millions of admissions to the U.S. during the Biden administration, and denaturalize people who, quote, undermine domestic tranquility, end quote. The suspect worked with the CIA during the Afghanistan war. He immigrated as part of a program to resettle those who helped American troops. I'm Donna Warder.
The main stock indexes finished another winning week. The Dow gained nearly 1,500 points, or about 3.2%. The S&P added 3.7%, while the NASDAQ jumped 4.9%. But the hot stock, NVIDIA, appears to have gotten too expensive. It lost 1.8% Friday and closed the month with a double-digit loss. Meantime, the holiday shopping season's well underway, and Lisa Dwyer has a Black Friday report.
With consumer confidence down this year, some malls, such as one near New Orleans, is popping the bubbly to lure in shoppers. Grandma-granddaughter duo Sandra and Lacey say,
"The economy is bad, but we still gotta celebrate."
The annual sales event still brings more shoppers into stores than any day of the year. Dee Dee in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, says it's the deals that attract her to the mall.
Definitely is. I think that's like a big reason as to why we're out here on Black Friday today, because I usually don't go shopping whenever there's not sales going on.
Back in New Orleans, that grandma-granddaughter duo have some advice.
Take your grandma to the mall and make memories with her, because it's the best thing to do.
It's all about memories.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Week 13 for the NFL. Four games already complete after the Bears beat the Eagles 24-15 Friday night. Gethin Coolbaugh looks ahead to Sunday.
Aaron Rodgers and his broken left wrist will start on Sunday when Pittsburgh hosts Buffalo.
I've had more days for the callus to form and more healing.
Rodgers sat out last week's loss to Chicago after injuring the wrist against Cincinnati on November 16th. He was a full participant in practice Friday. Elsewhere, QB CJ Stroud will return from a concussion for the Texans against the Colts. The Vikings will start QB Max Brosmer against the Seahawks. And off the field, Jets cornerback Chris Boyd said on Instagram that he was back in the hospital for health issues related to his recovery from being shot earlier this month in Manhattan. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More news through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.